So would you introduce yourselves, please?
Hey there, my name's Jamie from Pond.
I'm Cameron.
My name's Jay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Joe.
And we've got, boy, there's a hair contest going here. And I'm feeling very, very, very insecure. At this moment in time, I'm very sad. If I could just borrow like a couple of locks from each member of the band, I'd look really freaky, wouldn't I? That would be really bizarre. But there is, I don't normally talk about hair, but you know, for the listeners, there is a really good hair day going on here. But I'm sitting with two existing entities. You guys, you know, some of you are just split in half, and it must be really painful, and I'm sure that there's surgery for that. But in any case, would you each kind of just give me a little bit of stuff? Because again, especially with Pond.
That write-up's a bit weird. I don't think I agree with that write-up. While wholesome and band don't readily run together, drugs and sex do creep in. I object to that. The album probably wouldn't have been anywhere near as energetic sounding if we actually did have sex while we were recording it.
Perth. I've been to Sydney, I've been to Melbourne, I've been to Hayman Island, I haven't been to Adelaide, I haven't been to Perth yet, but I know is that it is very self-contained. Australia does have a triple J. Australia does have its very own kind of scene that is so separate from everybody else's. And it's not like the UK that's attached to Scotland. Perth as a, we'll talk marketing for a second here, but Perth as a place and the sound, is there a, you know, because everybody talks about the Liverpool sound. And we know that, you know, I don't think Sydney has a sound per se or Melbourne has a sound. I think it's different. But still, there's a lot of bands that come out of Perth that we probably don't know anything about because they have not. I mean, you can be self-sustained in Australia and have careers as musicians. And you can't do that here that easily.
Perth is so good because we just love to have a party. It is, it's good. We have a lot of fun, and although I guess the only disappointing thing is that live music venues are disappearing, but we still find, you know, there's such a variety of bands in Perth. You can go out and, you know, see a two-piece thrash rock band like Frozen Ocean, or you can go and see, like, you know, just massive, hilarious 30 guitarists on one stage singing, like... Suck my dick.
You have that other band, which you've talked about for 3 years, right? And you know, and it's interesting, again, not going into genres, but I'll tell you what, I'll refer to other people. You know, that other band, that T.I. band, is written up as, you know, I just read something this morning, well, it's a psychedelic blah, 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 blah band, right? And then you form Pond, and it's written up as a psychedelic band. So when you're saying, okay, Pond is going to be the other project, what was the, and you're looking at forming a band, and you know, there are bands that just, okay, we'll play. I don't suspect that's the case here. I suspect there was some thinking that went into what you wanted to do with this.
No, we still haven't figured it out with Pond. Like, we just keep trying to make the albums more to our taste. And because we're into so much different stuff, sometimes it like veers off on tangents, but we don't know what we kind of know what the next album's gonna sound like, but we yeah
when you kind of, you know, when you've got six or seven people holding the pencil and you're trying to draw some kind of picture and you end up drawing like a crude depiction of male genitalia or you're trying to hit the bullseye between six of us and, like, you know, it hits the cat in the eye, it's, you're not sure what, you can't even see a dividing line because you're, you know, looking in strange places with X many eyes.
But the music is definitely, it's got a point of view for sure, right?
We just listen to records and then like try and make music like we don't crib like anything off bands, but we literally just sit around and listen to music, and then whenever we're making music we get, if we've been listening to like Sonic Youth or the monkeys or whatever it is, then we just try and make the song sound like we're, because we're into that. I mean, like, it's not like we, this, yeah, but we often do just say, like, we want this to sound exactly like the Stones, like, and just like pastiche stuff, because it's just fun. Like, we don't care if everyone thinks it's derivative. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't sound like the Stones because we couldn't even do it anyway.
I wrote songs ridiculously casual, like Marino's Blend. It's kind of like I'm listening this morning and I'm thinking, okay, how did these guys record this record? Because, you know, to start out, and again, we'll go into some of the others, but I'll just use that one as an example, that it's not like it just starts out and goes, dun, dun. You've got, you know, a little chit-chat and some stuff going on there. Okay, so tell me about Marino's Blend.
It's a type of coffee, blend of coffee that's made by this old Italian guy.
He's old.
No, it sounds better if he's old. He's older than us.
He smokes pipes.
This was our favorite coffee. We'd always be going and buying it, so we decided we'd write a song for him, and hopefully he would give us free coffee. And he did. But also, yeah, with the recording of it,
a little bit
of it. It wasn't like a lifetime supply.
The chorus is because fear will be your end if you don't wake up with a cup of Marino's Blend.
But yeah, we recorded it. The perfect song for the aesthetic of the album, which was supposed to be getting back to your roots and like sitting out on the porch, smoking, which is what we were doing. Like while we recorded, it was just one mic with everyone sitting around at one guitar, and yeah, it was pretty wholesome.
Bands used to have more silly songs, you know, like that Andy Warhol song, that Bowie song, or like Yellow Submarine or something, you know, just like children's songs or like silly. And not that it's a silly song, I'm not saying your song's silly, but you know, like a kind of, no, I just mean just because it's just like fun song.
I mean, and you know, you're talking about point of view. Yeah. I mean, when you've got a record with Dig Brother, You Broke My Cool, Sorry I Was Under the Sky. So did you know when you were recording Fantastic Explosion of Time, did you say to yourself, yeah, that's the track?
Yeah, that was actually the first song we recorded. So we drove down south about 3 or 4 hours to this farm where we recorded it and set up all our shit, and we said, well, we may as well just get started. We only got 10 days and we just thrashed that out. I think I don't think we thought it was more of a hit or anything than any of the other ones.
No, it didn't
really catch on in Australia. Yeah. Got a few spins, but the Moth Wings track they released after, and that got a few more hits.
Right.
We've found it really interesting that when we've been reading our own reviews, which we like to do, like they all mention different tracks as their favourite ones,
which seems
really rare. Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
And even some of the ones we thought were the silliest are ones people keep coming back to, which is cool.
That must be kind of cool to know that you're kind of in the home of, you know, there's been a lot of psychedelic rock that comes out of Austin, you know, in a major way.
Yeah, yeah, we're huge, huge 13th Floor Elevators fans and Rocky fans. But yeah, certainly White Denim, we've been meaning to catch them as well. Hopefully we can get some time off when they're playing.
Black Angel. Strange Boys as well.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Are they from San Fran?
I think they are.
Yeah, yeah. I've been meaning to catch those guys. Yeah, everyone in, it seems like everyone in Perth, bar like a couple people who I know, don't like it. But 13th Floor Elevators are like, Jamie plays in this band, which is my favourite band. They play in a band called The Silence in Perth, and Lloyd Stowe, the lead singer, is like could give you like a 24-hour lecture on just he's an incredible songwriter, but you get into a room with him, just don't even mention 13th Elevators, 13th, because he'll just Rocky, yeah, he'll just go on forever about Rocky, yeah.
He'd be like, you know, he had these like shoelaces that he got from Walmart and he like painted them pink, but he only used them between like August 66 and February 67.
He just knows.
And like, you can buy them on the internet for like $400. I'm going to save it up for him.
They do a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.